This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The familiar music from the Talk Radio Countdown Show as the theme of the day, the theme of the week, the very interesting and important stories that are a part of the research done by Talkers Magazine, represented here, as is the case every week, by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is inside Talkers.com. And Talkers.com is the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, Talk. And in this case, it's not cheap, Michael. This is an expensive undertaking, so we'll make sure to do a good job so everybody will know what's going on. I say that sort of with a smile and tongue-in-cheek, but I think we ought to, this week, after you go through the stories and the people list, which we traditionally do the first part of every hour that we're together when we're looking at this information, I want to know how you would describe healthy debate, because there seems to be a debate about the debate or the kinds of debates that are going on. So as that's the main core of the conversation is usually a debate about the issues. So let's talk about debating after you do your thing with the stories and the people. Is that okay?
That's fine. I think the subject of debate is crucial to these times. I'm glad you brought that up. So, yeah, I look forward to that. At number 10, we have the Patriots won the Super Bowl, which was a very mystical experience.
At number 9. I was thinking about you, actually, because it was a lousy game until the end. I even watched the end of it because I was waiting for 24, which I never get to see. What I like best, you probably get a kick out of this, was when they booed Roger Goodell. I found that to be quite entertaining. Well,
I had the experience yesterday of filling in because there was a snowstorm on WRKO in Boston.
Yeah.
And I had no prep at all. I had to be on in 20 minutes. And, and, you know, that's a pretty dynamic radio station. And
that's
they're very
pro-Trump.
And they're very... So I asked the question of the audience, do you think that was divine intervention that had the Patriots win the Super Bowl? In other words, do you think God stepped
God
in?
Took care of it.
And everybody calling said yes. They all said yes.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, come on. For people to understand the converse view of the Patriots, you have to know what it's like to live in Boston and to see the Patriots from the Boston point of view. And that's a very likely question to ask, because it did feel like somebody from above stepped in and said, "No, Brady, you're going to get this, no matter what." And it was a great... I think one of the big winners of that Super Bowl was also Lady Gaga, although I personally wasn't crazy about her performance, because I don't like that type of big spectacular. I like music and heart. Mm-hmm. She's got it, but man, did she score.
So this was divine. Divine intervention. It's kind of like when you go out into a battle during a war, you pray to God that you can win. Same sort of thing.
Well,
it was ordained.
Well, it brings up the big theological question, and of course you could debate this forever, talk about debate, is does God have favorites? Does if there is a God in the traditional sense, or even in the abstract sense, does the universe, the force, the intelligence behind the universe play favorites? Does God have a favorite in a sporting event? Does God have a favorite in a war? Does God have a favorite in an election? And it's a fascinating fascinating question as to how the universe operates, whether you're theological and religious or whether you're just, you know, into quantum physics. What guides these crazy things that happen that attach to glory and, you know, whatever glory
What do you think?
Is.
You're a good observer of the human condition. What's your take? You've become more spiritual as you've gotten older.
I think the question is the answer. I think it's one of those questions that's worth pondering that we do not know the answer to,
mm-hmm.
but that it stands as an unanswered question. My philosophy is that we have to learn to live with mystery, that there are certain things we do not know the answer to, but we're bright enough.
Yeah,
we're bright enough to know what the questions are, and sometimes you just have to live with that, mm-hmm. As opposed to demanding an answer to everything that's mysterious and thus having faith on steroids to the point that you become a fanatic.
Yeah.
And that's my answer. At number 9, we have Melissa McCarthy Spicer spoof. on Saturday Night Live, which really, really had an impact. We're seeing Saturday Night Live actually play a role in politics on a level that we haven't seen in satire.
I'm in the minority on this one, I think. I just am tired of it. I think it's I've grown tired of Saturday Night Live ever since the really good cast at the beginning was on, but I think it's just too much. It's all about them. And if I was running a business like that, like you and I, we have businesses. We may be expressing ourselves because we're in the business of expressing ourselves. But in general, what comes of people who are running a business? I mean, Ed McMahon taught me a wonderful lesson, and I think it is something that is well suited for most of these discussions. Nobody knew what his politics were. He could sell Alpo to everybody. The people who were left of center, if they didn't like his politics, if he expressed them, wouldn't buy Alpo. And same with the people right of center. So nobody knows their politics. Everybody's going to buy what they're selling. And I think in the medium where advertising is basically the king, well, let's face it, the reason we're doing this radio program is so we can make a couple of bucks and sell some advertising. Any of the program we do, same on television. And if you can't sell to everybody, then you are, by definition, limiting your ability to make a living. And so I think that's a choice that you make. And I understand what Lorne Michaels' politics are. He makes them very obvious, and he's out there supporting the people that he likes. And so it works its way into the stuff he produces on TV. But I still think that there, I mean, am I wrong, Michael? Or Fox TV and MSNBC have proven my philosophy wrong?
I think your philosophy is right and wrong. I think there's different cases in which it applies. There are certain mm-hmm. businesses in which if you polarize your customer base, you can't win. There are other businesses that are based totally on appealing to a polarized base.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunately what's happened to a large extent in the news media.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know the answer whether or not the discussion of politics today can be across the board pleasing to everybody and command a big audience when up mm-hmm. against specifically targeted political channels that appeal to certain mindsets. I find it frustrating because I don't think that people that consume news talk or news that is specifically tailored to their pre-existing disposition on things, that's a healthy thing. I think that you're not learning anything. You only filter out anything you don't want to hear. So that, I think, is dangerous. But unfortunately or fortunately, depending upon what your interests are, it seems to be the way to make money in media today.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
I haven't been proven right yet that maybe there's a way to do it down the center or a way to do it in a fair and balanced way. Truly, I don't know if that works anymore. We're in a very strange era in terms of how media and the fractionalization and instantaneous nature of media is rewiring our nervous systems, the way in which we view and interact the world outside of our skin. And this is a major evolutionary change that we're going through. These are great questions. The answers are not so apparent.
Never.
part of... can we continue or do we have to break?
Yeah, we better... No, let's continue and then we'll break for a second.
You tell me when. Okay. At right, number nine, we also have tied with the Spicer spoof, Christie Brinkley's Sports Illustrated cover.
And you're hot.
We
you're
have
hot.
Trump...
no
boy, she's 60 years old and...
63.
There's she... Well, I mean, you know...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but older women look pretty good these days.
She was the uptown girl that Billy Joel sang about because he was married to her at the time he made the song.
Yep.
She still is an uptown girl.
Yep. Yeah, she is. And and Billy Joel's still out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
At number... he's not as good-looking as her, though.
No.
At number eight, we have the Trump-Nordstrom criticism, which is kind of a interesting story. We have the Kremlin apology demand at seven. We got a whole bunch of Yemen. We got a lot of Yemen stuff here.
Yeah, the Middle East we can forget about. It's the same.
Yeah, at six and five, the U.S. Iran and criticism of Yemen at four. Let's pass over that right now. At number, not that it's not important, but it's blurry. At number three, the Dems attack the Labor Secretary nominee. Who I believe is Andrew Puzder.
Mm-hmm.
And we have at number two, Jeff Sessions, Attorney General confirmation, and Senator Elizabeth Warren silenced. Great. And number one, we have the Trump travel ban battle.
Yep. All right. And, so those are the top 10 stories. You can get the a lot of stuff, background material that we may not talk about if we don't have time at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Continuing with the people list coming up and lots of conversation. Again, we will delve into how to describe or get into a healthy debate. Are we having healthy debates these days? 17 past the hour on the countdown.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. One dozen red roses plus a free glass vase and chocolates for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this weekend. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 8989. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 8989.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, 19 past the hour. So, Michael, let's go through the people list fairly quickly here from Talkers Magazine this week.
Okay, at number 10, we have Melissa McCarthy and Christy Brinkley all tied up. Ivanka Trump at number 9. Neil Gorsuch at 8. John McCain at 7. Number 6, we have Vladimir Putin and Bill O'Reilly. at number 5, the aforementioned Andrew Puzder. We have Chuck Schumer at number 4, Jeff Sessions at number 3, Elizabeth Warren at number 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. And there are a lot of other people that we could have squeezed in there if we wanted to make ties, but yeah, it was a lot of personalities in the news. Everybody talks about Kellyanne Conway and Steve Bannon. And
I get
and
criticized because I think that she's over her head, and some of the people that listen to me think that I'm off base. She's a woman. She got Trump in. I'm annoying because I'm not encouraging women to be in positions of power. That's not really true at all. I just find her to be vapid, but I'm told I'm not right. She's very smart. Otherwise, how would Trump have gotten in? Blah, 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 blah. I just think that there is it's time to calm down. Everybody needs to, and this goes for Trump, in my opinion anyway, calm down. All right, but let's see how that works with the audience here. 21 after the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, Talk Radio and the focus on the featured conversations of the week with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here each week at this time to go through the charts and our thoughts about them and the issues that are presented. Before we get to the business about debate, what is healthy debate, I think that it is worth a moment or two to sort of have a chuckle when it comes down to Vladimir Putin being so thin-skinned that when Bill O'Reilly calls him a killer, he takes to the Moscow airwaves demanding an apology from Fox News. I mean, it shows you the sort of state of ridiculousness of all of this.
Don't you wish Putin demanded an apology from us?
Yeah, right.
Couldn't that imagine?
Put us on the map? Right, exactly. That killer Putin. Yeah, didn't demand an apology from Trump, who said, yeah, there are killers everywhere. We got killers here. You think we're innocent? Nobody demanded an apology for that, because he's right. That's the problem. And he's right, but it's also O'Reilly was right about Putin. So, but O'Reilly has such a wonderful sense of timing. He's such a great showman. I have great admiration for Bill O'Reilly in lots of different ways. I think he's an egotistical monster and a sexist pig, but the other side of it is that he really is good at what he does. What do you think? Having been around him a little bit, and this is a perfect example. He set that right up perfectly.
Well, a lot of Trump supporters feel that he set Trump up and he used Trump and that he didn't.
Of course he did. Why wouldn't he? It's his prerogative. He's the guy, the host of the show. You agree to go on, you take what comes your way. Yes, no?
Yes and no, depending upon the eye of the beholder. I mean, one of the things in a biased society is that the very same act is looked at by some people as being a noble act of journalism and seeking truth, and other people look at it as piling on and beating up and bias. The same act, the same situation. I don't want to use the word fact because we don't know what facts are anymore. This is a nutty time. I'm a free speech advocate, and I'm finding it troubling. Because even
what?
When I defend,
you're an advocate or the free speech aspect of our reality?
I find the free speech aspect of our reality to be on very thin ice, as it always is, but thinner ice than ever, and that's the way I view this. And a lot of it comes down to what you want to talk about in terms of debate. I think a person, you see, debate is, there's different definitions of debate.
Yes.
Debate at an academic level is a sport. There's points and counterpoints. It's like...
I was in the debate club in college, were you?
I wasn't in the debate club, but I studied debate for a while.
Yeah, right.
In one of my speech classes and had to present... I had to do a debate, which I won. That's a whole story I won't go into, but I used my skills as a radio broadcaster, which I was even when I was in college. And I got the attorney general. I interviewed the attorney general to help me with my point, and I played it in the class.
Really?
It freaked them out. I mean, here's this
you must have gotten an A in the class, though.
Oh, I did. This college student. Because in academic debate, if you have it's like in the court. If you have an expert witness, if you have a call to authority, that counts. And how many kids in a college debate situation, 18, 19-year-old kids have access to interview the attorney general. But I did because I had a news department. I worked at a radio station. And so I won the debate. But that's a different thing. Today, debates are shouting matches, where you don't expect to change your opponent's mind, and you don't expect to change the mind of anybody in the audience. So it's
spectacle. Let's pick it up. Well, is it? Let's pick it up there in a matter of moments. Debating and its role in News Talk Radio, 28 past the hour. This is the Weekly Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Over your shoulder, for a minute I'll forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now.
I was clicking on to the Talkers website. Talkers magazine is there, the Bible of Talk Radio, the new talk media is the focus. You can check out the list at talkers.com or dougstefan.com. Industry news, media news, discussion of the issues of the week, according to research done by Talkers magazine, handled wonderfully well by Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers magazine every week. And so we get into a discussion. I don't know if this will be a debate. My question, it isn't really for me to debate. I just want to know what you think as the expert here in terms of what we have and the quality of audio, the quality of the discussions we're hearing, quality of the debate that is presented. Sometimes it's just a verbal wrestling match. without a lot of facts, and just it's fun to listen to people to a point. I get uncomfortable because I grew up around arguing and nastiness in my home. So I have, maybe that's why I conduct my radio programs as I do, Michael, because I just don't have a stomach. I don't have the desire. I don't have the will. I don't have the need to be arguing and fussing and fighting with people. So I don't. And I don't find it to be something that I'm attracted to, even though every time I might get into one of these wrestling matches myself on the air with somebody, it proves to be entertaining. I'll never forget being on one night with Bill O'Reilly. I was on his program three or four times, and one time we weren't really having a debate about something. I was presenting a story from a trip that I'd taken, and you know, he, as you suggest, he likes to set things up and make it, you know, not necessarily seem, or maybe over elaborate, or elaborate on what it is that we're focused on. But I do think that you can have a conversation without it being in your face and get a lot out of it. But that doesn't seem to be what talk programmers want. They want the in your face stuff, and so therefore the question comes on what really is good listening, what's a healthy debate, and are they one and the same, or are they two separate things?
Well, first of all, Doug, I think that you're wrong, and I think that you're an ignorant slut.
Thank you.
And of course,
that's not
applied
to. I'm in touch with my feminine side, so that must be.
I am kidding. I am.
I know you're
kidding. This is the key question of our time when it comes to media and when it comes to discussions. I do believe that there's an audience and that there's a need. First of all, there's a need. There's a huge need, but sometimes we don't concern ourselves in our society with needs. We concern ourselves with what wins and what gets audiences and what will attract ratings. So it's the commercial versus, you know, the non-commercial aspect of this. I think a better world would be where we have tremendous respect for each other and we are always open to the idea that the other person may give us a point of view or an aspect on the topic that will enhance our understanding of it. So if it were up to me, all conversation would be very, very respectful, give and take. People would have a chance to talk. They would listen. They'd weigh. And they would give credit to their opponent when something is said that clearly is true or that they didn't know. That to me would be great, and I think that it would, if done properly, it would get ratings. But that is completely and totally out of vogue right now. It is so out of vogue that if you even dare to do it within commercial media, you'll be looked at as a loser and not able to attract an audience, and it's a shame.
Can we delineate who it is that's listening to that? Now, this is, I'm thinking because I'm reading some of the notes that I hadn't had time to read from Talkers a magazine this week. One of them focuses on a new show that Brooke Shields is doing on Sirius XM, which is aimed at talking to celebrities and people who are experts in their field, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, talking about parenting and fashion and things that women want to listen to. So I think as you describe this, I think of angry men who would listen to these sorts of discussions, and maybe angry women too, versus people who want to have some other form of entertainment. So we risk a little bit, and I don't mean you do. I mean, I think just in general, the trade risks being identified as sort of a one-note samba in a world where there are lots of different notes.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And there are media that does. I mean, public radio has that. Yeah. There's lots of good academic debates taking place, you know, in academia, although a lot of people feel that all of academia is biased to the left. But they do have some good shows on public radio. They have some good shows on Sirius XM. And they do have some good shows on talk radio, on commercial talk radio. I'm just talking about the big time news talk media that we are reflecting on this program. And that's why I tend to gravitate toward that, because this show is about counting down the topics and looking behind the curtain at news talk stations such as the ones we're being heard on now. That kind of discussion doesn't seem to be in vogue. Mm. Should it be? Yeah. Should it be on this medium? Well, maybe a little bit to see if it works now and then.
Yeah.
Give it a chance.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're at a time right now where media doesn't want to give new ideas, or radio media does not want to give new ideas a chance. I fear that if radio were run back in the 60s the way it's run today, we would have missed the British invasion, because who wants to hear British rock and roll? There are things that happen that change public mood and circumstances that change the argument. And we've got to be on top of that and not be so married to one kind of style that we think will work forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen to that. There's so much of it. You pose a question in Talkers this week about whether or not the ascension of Donald Trump into the presidency will offer a new opportunity for progressive talk versus there's the liberals or the left wing, and there's the conservatives or right wing. And we know that conservative radio has always won the day, even though there have been a lot of good, there are good hosts now, and there are good programs. They have enjoyed a seesaw, sort of a last 4 or 5 years. They were maybe the last 10 years. They did well ascending during the Bush years. There aren't as many progressive talkers around now. But you asked the question, and I wonder...
I presented this question. I present it as a question, but it actually is as somebody who's been around the block a number of times in this business and has seen different movements. I do believe that the old left-right paradigm is obsolete now that Trump is president, and that we have two factions in this country, and both are extremely charged. Both are passionate. We have the resistance and we have the revolution. The revolution is the Trump crowd. The resistance are the people that used to be called progressives, or the Bernie crowd, or the Hillary crowd. I think Hillary is yesterday's news. Hillary and Villary, they're gone. They're gone. It's Warren and Sanders on the resistance, and it's Trump and all the conservatives that have fallen in line behind him on the revolution.
And he's not,
it's not really true. It's not even true. That's what I'm saying. It's not true to left-right principles anymore. Political science and ideology is out the window. So, therefore, to answer your question, what used to be called progressive radio is now the resistance, and there is a gigantic, passionate movement in this country, whether you like it or not, that would gravitate, galvanizes the word, around talk show hosts who present their point of view on the radio, just as conservatives are flourishing now with all those people who feel that Donald Trump is being bashed by a biased media. So, yes, there's opportunity for two sides on commercial talk radio like never before. Will the industry be intelligent enough to develop that? That's another question.
And the question presented well, the podcast series that we oftentimes talk about here that Michael hosts, Up Close and Far Out, has with him progressive host Tom Hartman this week. I want to listen to the discussion of how this galvanization that Michael is describing is taking place and could build and become a mainstay. It's another time. It's a revitalization, and good, because we need different stuff like that on the radio, in my opinion. It's 43 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. May I spend a minute sending you in a direction that is safe, a way for you to enhance the strength of your body, a way for you to understand a nutritional product that is definitely aimed at keeping your blood pressure where it is. You listen to a lot of this radio, man, your blood pressure goes right through the roof. So you got to keep it down, and that's what Superbeets does. Superbeets, something that I'm drinking, athletes are drinking, whether they be racers or runners or weightlifters or whatever it is. If you're in a fitness program, you ought to be drinking Superbeets. And maybe this will help you get into Superbeets. I'm now getting into the best shape of my life. I'm eating healthier. I'm committed to working out. I joined the Y here in Los Angeles, and every time before I go in for the workout, I'm drinking my Superbeets. Superbeets is a really, really proficient way, because the beets themselves have more potential for nitric oxide usage. Nitric oxide opens up your arteries, gets the blood to flow to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body, and does it naturally. These are non-GMO beets that are raised and cooked and powdered, and then you get them in a canister, put a teaspoon in a glass of water, drink it, and within a few minutes, man, do you feel like you're $1 million. More circulation where you need it. So join the crowd that's drinking Super Beets every day, boosting antioxidants, boosting the level of dietary nitrates so that the blood gets to where it needs to go. It's been clinically shown to improve heart health and your stamina. So you'll love it as I do. Do yourself a favor. Call this number, 800, write this down, 655-4183. I'll repeat it again, 800-655-4183. You can also order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com. That's 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeets.com to get the first supply. If you're not into the Super Beets program, first time you call, you get a 30-day supply free with your first order. Money-back guarantee in the book, Beat the Odds, so you can figure out how this actually will work to your advantage over the long term. Super Beets at 800-655-4183 or at DougLikesBeets.com.
Louisianans are still suffering with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. Now there are new opportunities to create jobs as companies are looking to invest in our state's infrastructure. The Bayou Bridge Pipeline, a 150-mile pipeline transporting petroleum products, will create 2,500 construction jobs for Louisianans. Brigham McCown, former administrator of the U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration.
It is a well-known fact that pipelines are the safest way to transport our nation's energy resources. In addition to creating thousands of new jobs, Bayou Bridge will be one of the nation's most technologically advanced and ecologically sensitive pipelines. The project will meet or exceed all federal, state, and local requirements and will ensure that communities and the environment are protected. Energy infrastructure projects like Bayou Bridge will strengthen American energy security, stimulate the economy, and provide quality employment opportunities.
Together, we can put Louisianans back to work while investing in the infrastructure needed to improve our state's economy.
To slow down the buying frenzy of absurdly delicious Cozy Shack pudding so there is enough for everyone, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding. Stick a spoon in it. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Made with simple ingredients. Cozy Shack pudding. Absurdly delicious.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, so one of the things you were talking, Mike, we've got a couple of minutes left here, about the Up Close and Personal podcast. I was looking at a podcast that's on another site that basically is the CBS Daily podcast, and the one that I saw that was airing as we get to the end of the week is information from one of Hillary Clinton's campaign communications people suggesting that she knew she was going to lose, and that's the headline. Where a lot of people thought that she was holding on to this dream of being the first woman to be president. She said she actually came close to not running because she really didn't think she was going to win. And she didn't even know Donald Trump was going to run against her. She thought that the reluctance that she put forth may have entered into the energy that she put forth. But I find the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's a podcast, and a lot of our conversation now focuses on some of the special audio media that's part of the talk game. Is it not? Look at it again. Up
yeah, no, it's expanded. It's expanded. It's expanded the platform. And podcasts are wonderful if they are made to be podcasts. If they're just a replay of a radio show, it's not really a podcast, although technically any recorded programming is a podcast. Yeah. But podcasts offer the opportunity to focus on something for people really interested in it without concern about how long it is, without having commercial breaks, without worrying about ratings. You can really get down and dirty. Our podcast is upcloseandfarout.com if people want to hear it. And there are a lot of great podcasts out there. It's an excellent extension of talk radio.
Yep, it sure is. All right, so we've done our usual best.
at bringing you have. I just give you time and space, and you take it from there. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Don't forget to check out Talkers Radio and Talkers Television at the Talkers.com site as well. Talk Radio Countdown at 10 before the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Three past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown continues our review of the hot hits in talk radio. During this portion of the program, we invite Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer, a professor at Bentley College, also an expert on identity theft, wrote a book called Identity Theft Alert, Rules You Have to Follow to Protect Yourself from America's Number One Crime, Consumer Crime and Identity Theft. They are one in the same, and because it's so dangerous, once in a while I'll call on Steve to bring us up to date with the latest example of it, and there are tons of them. We'll maybe have time for that in a moment. Plus, the legal ramifications of the Trump travel ban battle as it continues. Where does it all end up? One of the big stories this week from the charts at Talkers Magazine. We'll get to that in a moment here.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 55 past the hour. Looking at the stories, number one issue this week, Steve, is the travel ban. The battle continues. Ninth Circuit says no. Trump says yes. And on it goes. So this is going to end up in the Supreme Court, is it not?
And you know what's kind of interesting here is I'm really glad you led with this today, because there's been a lot of analysis in the news, and very little of it has actually looked at what the appeals court wrote. And what the appeals court wrote was pretty damn significant, because one of the things they said was that the Trump administration provided absolutely no evidence to support their claim. They also argued that the court has no authority to review the president's powers, which again runs, quote, contrary to the fundamental structure of our constitutional democracy. I mean, this was a case, it was a battle of wits where the Justice Department went in unarmed, because frankly what they did was they said, we have the authority to do whatever we want. And the court said, you're looking to say this is an emergency. What's the emergency? No evidence. Well, there are terrorists coming from these particular countries. Okay, that's your conclusion. Where's your evidence? Give us one incident. Well, we don't have an incident. We don't have a fact. Then, if this isn't bad enough, you look at how the executive orders are done, and the fact that the president did not follow the rules when it comes to this. And here, I'm not so concerned about the constitutionality. I'm concerned about the fact that he didn't check with Congress first, which he should have. More importantly, he didn't go over how this was going to be put into effect with the agencies that were going to be enforcing it. I mean, this is a guy that is, shooting from the hip without following constitutional rules, and he's got to learn just what the courts aren't so-called judges; they're damn real judges. He's a so-called president.
All he has to do to get ammunition, if he really wanted to be prepared, is look at the latest. The latest episode of 24, and you have all the information and
well, he does watch television. He said, I saw TV and I got the information for this.
That's it. There you go. All right. There's an Orlando police officer in trouble this week. He was arrested after a man mistaking mistaking donut glaze for meth. So the officer wasn't arrested. He arrested this guy who had a donut, and the guy thought it was the glaze was meth. And so if you look at the story of the police officer, he's been disciplined. You wonder how it is that sometimes these people, I mean, you talk about no evidence and acting in bad faith and all these other things. Why would you stop somebody unless he was black in a fast red car?
Yeah.
And then look at his donut and say, oh, that looks like it's contraband to me. You're under arrest.
Yeah, particularly, I would think the officers would be more expert when it comes to donuts, but here apparently not so.
All right. So there is, in the identity theft department, a lot of things for you to check out. I give you once again Steve's website, which is scamaside.com, where you ought to go to check out all of these things. You worried about a hotel? Find out what the latest problems are at Scamaside.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.